Trumos, Perik, Dalet, Mishnah, Zion, 4-7. We now move on to a whole new topic, which is a topic which will dominate our discussion in the Mishnayos for quite a while through the end of the next Perik, basically. And that's the topic of Meduma, a mixture that contains Truma, or Trumos Meiser, it's the same thing, and Chulin. So the normal rule is that when you have a mixture that's called a Min Bemino mixture, that is two things that are the same, essentially, that get mixed together, like figs with figs, or grape juice with grape juice, as opposed to, you know, apple juice with grape juice, which would be not min bimino, two different types. Here we have min bimino, two of the same type of things mixing together. The normal rule is that if you're talking about something that's dry, meaning that the individual pieces don't commingle, like, for example, if you have grapes. So if now we're talking min bimino, you have a lot of grapes. Some of the grapes are forbidden as truma, let's say, and some of them are chulin. So if they mix together, that's a min bimino mixture because it's grapes with grapes. It's also called a yavesh b'yavesh mixture. It's a dry thing with a dry thing because each grape is discrete. When you take them out the pile, you don't have the grapes mixing them. You can pick up individual grapes. They don't all merge together because each grape is their own unit. As opposed to a lach b'lach, moist things mixing together, meaning, for example, if you have grape juice and grape juice that are mixing together, some of the grape juice being truma, some being chulin, so of course then they all mix up such that there's sort of a bit of the chulin and a bit of the truma grape juice in every cup of juice you take out of the mixture. So by yavesh b'yavesh, that's not the case. By lach b'lach, moist liquidy mixtures, it is the case. The rule is that mid oraisa, in both those cases, you need to have a simple majority to permit the forbidden component. That is to say, if you have one forbidden grape falling into two permissible grapes, they get mixed together, now you have three grapes. As long as two are permissible, the whole mixture is permissible. The Rama Paskins, you can't eat them all at once in one mouthful, because then you're for certain eating a forbidden grape, but you could eat them one after the other. That's the halacha. As for liquid measurements, liquid mixtures. So there, the rule is that, again, midoraisa, you need simple majority, but already midorabban, you need normally 60 times of permissible against one unit of forbidden. So for argument's sake, if you have forbidden grape juice that falls into permissible grape juice, so then you need to have 60 times of permissible grape juice to permit the one unit of forbidden grape juice. That's true in general. However, when it comes to truma and mixtures that contain truma, called meduma, the rabbis upped the ante. They said truma is very severe in terms of iser, in terms of prohibited foods. Truma isn't just a generically prohibited food. It actually carries with it the penalty of misa b'dei shamayim, of death at the hands of heaven, which means that it's especially severe. And therefore, the rabbis upped the standard, and the bar isn't at 60 times of heter, permitted food, against one unit of forbidden, but rather 100 times, roughly. 100 times against one unit of permitted. To speak a little more precisely, in the case of Trumas Meiser, if you recall, that's 1% of the total mixture. If 1%, let's say you had, you know, the 100 grapes and one's going to be Trumas Meiser, and one grape falls back in, so now you have 1 out of 100, meaning you have 99 times of permitted grapes against one Trumas Meiser forbidden grape. Everybody agrees that that is a forbidden mixture in Meduma. And everyone will agree if you had 100 grapes that are permissible against one forbidden grape, it would be permissible. You just have to take one grape out to give to the Kohen. But our Mishnah will consider if you need an entire 100 against one, or simply will more than 99 against one do. So there's a three machlokas here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts out with Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which is the Halach Lamaisa, which is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Truma, Ola Be'echad Umeya. When it comes to Truma, if you want to annul it in a mixture, you'll need to have 101 total. Again, meaning you have one unit of Truma mixed with 100 units of Chulin for a total of 101. Such a mixture is not considered to be forbidden anymore, and therefore just one must take one out to give to the Kohen, because that's Kohen's financial he has a financial claim to that one. It was his, it was Truma, it's called Mamana Shevet, an asset of the Kohenim together. But the other 100 can be eaten straight, no problem. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'mea Va'od, Rabbi Shua holds you don't need to have a full 101. As long as you have more than 100 in the mixture and one of the little more than 100 is truma, the whole thing is permissible. Meaning if you have 99 to 1 for a total of 100, it's forbidden, says Rabbi Yeshua. But if you have a little more than 99, for a total now of 100 and a bit, then it will be permitted to be consumed. Again, you just take one out to give to a Kohen, and the rest of the 99 and a bit that remains is permissible to be eaten by a Zar, a non-Kohen. Va'odze, the 99 and a bit, the bit part that Rabbi Yeshua stipulates, ein lo shiur, has no actual amount. It just means anything more than 99 will be sufficient. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, no, the va'od, the extra bit that's required, isn't just any de minimis amount, even a tiny speck. No, it's a kav lemea sa'a, which means a sixth as it works out, meaning you have to have 99 and a sixth of permissible chulin against one unit of truma to make it permitted. As it says, shtus lemaduma, a sixth to the total amount of the mixture. So that means you'll have to have an extra, like I said, 99 and a sixth, of permissible to one or forbidden. As far as the actual math here about kav lemea sa'a, so the gist is like this. Recall that the sa'a, we always refer to as that six-pack of two-liter bottles. A sa'a is roughly 12 liters, but the kav is basically one two-liter bottle. So if you can think of the sa'a as a six-pack of two-liter bottles, you can think of each kav as one of the two-liter bottles, meaning a sixth. So simply put, you need to have an extra kav, an extra sixth, for every to be added to the mea sa'a. So if you have 100 units of a sa'a each, you'll need to have 100 plus a sixth in total, meaning one unit, one sa'a in this case, of truma mixed into 99 and a sixth units of chulin for the whole mixture to be permissible, according to Biyosef ben Meshulam. And while the Yerushalmi says the halacha does follow that final shita, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and essentially, you know, the Mishnayos and Bavli, etc., all go with Rabbi Eliezer Shita of 100 times. So from now on, and the rest of the Shirim here I give on mixtures and Meduma, forbidden mixtures, I will always refer to it as 100 times of Chulin against one unit of Truma to be a permissible mixture, and anything less than 100 times against the one unit of Truma will be forbidden. As far as what you do, let's just speak this out for a second. So if you have the 101 units in total, one truma and 100 that are forbidden, so we said, excuse me, the 100 that are chulin and one unit that's truma, so you have 101 altogether. So the requirement to what you'll do is you'll take one out and give it to a Kohen, and the remaining 100 you'll eat for yourself. If you have a less than that, like for argument's sake you had 99 only and then one fell in for a total of 100, you can't eat any of that meduma mixture. So you'll have to give the entire mixture, all 100, to a Kohen, because you can't eat any of it, because every part of it contains, you know, the fear of the forbidden mixture. But one may sell those 99 units to the Kohen, since you only owe him one economically. So that being the case, if for argument's sake the going price of figs is a shekel a fig, and there are 100 figs here, so you can sell the Kohen these 100 figs for 99 shekels, because you can't charge them for that one fig, which is true, which would belong to him anyways.